It's Wednesday, August 26th. A diplomatic deal in one of the world's most critical shipping lanes just sent oil prices tumbling, and that's rippling through everything this morning. So, Dev, let's set the table. What's the big picture today?
The headline is oil. An interim agreement in the Strait of Hormuz, that's the narrow waterway that roughly a fifth of the world's oil passes through, has markets pricing in much less disruption risk overnight. Crude drops sharply.
And when oil falls, that tends to ripple.
Right. Energy stocks are under pressure. But for the broader market, cheaper oil is a mixed bag. Good for airlines and consumers, less so for anyone in energy.
What else is moving?
Two things. Eli Lilly is in focus. May? Real concerns about the company's profit margins getting squeezed, and that's weighing on healthcare broadly. And there's a negative read-through from Intuit and Dick's Sporting Goods, both of which deliver disappointing outlooks. That's adding to jitters about whether corporate America is starting to feel slower consumer spending.
So it's not just one story, it's a few cracks showing up at once.
Exactly, and all of it landing on a Wednesday when investors are already a little cautious.
All right, the story we're digging into today, Eli Lilly. Walk me through what's happening.
So Eli Lilly is the maker of Mounjaro and Zepbound, those blockbuster weight loss and diabetes drugs. The company rode that wave hard, but now the concern is margin compression.
Margin compression? Meaning what, in plain terms?
Basically, it costs Lilly more to make and sell every dollar of revenue than it used to. The profit left over after costs is shrinking. That matters enormously for a stock that's been priced for perfection.
And this broke today?
Fully into view today. Lilly has been ramping manufacturing at massive scale to keep up with demand for those GLP-1 drugs. That's the class of weight loss medications. Building all that capacity is expensive, and pricing pressure is starting to creep in too.
So the growth is still there, but the profits aren't keeping up.
That's the worry. Revenue can look great, while the underlying profitability quietly erodes. For regular investors who hold Lilly or a healthcare fund that owns it, this is worth watching closely because the market has valued this stock on the assumption that high margins were permanent.
And if that assumption cracks?
The valuation becomes a lot harder to justify. That's the conversation right now.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam?
Australia's inflation data came in hotter than expected, and suddenly there's real chatter about the Reserve Bank of Australia, their central bank, holding rates higher for longer. That story is gaining traction fast globally because it feeds the broader rates staying high narrative.
And the Hormuz deal, that's now confirmed, not just a rumor.
Correct. Markets are treating it as real. Two things just starting to get attention. Snowflake and Broadcom both have earnings coming, and investors are beginning to position.
So earnings season isn't done with us yet.
Not even close.
Bear corner on the Hormuz deal. You said oil dropped, but is this deal actually solid?
That's the question. It's an interim deal. Interim means temporary. The strait has been a flashpoint before, and a partial agreement doesn't make the underlying tensions disappear. Oil could snap back fast if talks break down.
So anyone cheering cheap oil today might be getting ahead of themselves.
Possibly. The market is pricing in resolution. History says that's a risky assumption in that region.
Fair point. What should people keep an eye on Thursday?
Snowflake reports earnings. It's one of the bigger cloud software companies. And after Intuit's rough guidance this week, there's real pressure on Snowflake to reassure investors that enterprise tech spending is still healthy.
And Broadcom is also on deck soon.
Right. Any cracks in those results could hit the whole tech sector. Worth watching.
That's Narratic Daily for Wednesday, August 26th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.